Imagine standing at the edge of a dense forest, unsure of where the path leads or which direction to take. Life without a vision feels just like that. Endless choices, but no clear path forward. Without a specific reason to act, you'll find any excuse to stay where you are. Obstacles will seem insurmountable, and you'll lack the energy to push through. But when you have a vision, a clear destination, everything changes. A vision acts like a compass, guiding you through chaos and uncertainty. Think about it. If you don't know where you're going, why would you endure the discomfort and effort required to move forward? Life is full of distractions, temptations, and challenges. Sitting still is easy. Playing games, scrolling through your phone, or indulging in momentary pleasures offers an instant reward. Doing the hard things, like waking up early, working on your goals, or building something meaningful, requires effort. Without a vision that's stronger than the temptations, you will falter at the first sign of resistance. A powerful vision provides structure. It gives your life purpose and turns your scattered energy into focused action. When Marcus Aurelius wrote, "A man's worth is no greater than his ambitions," he captured this truth. Your vision sets the standard for your life. A small vision leads to small results. A grand vision transforms you into the person capable of achieving it. Having a vision also fuels resilience. When you know what you're working toward, setbacks become temporary rather than permanent. A failure isn't the end of the road. It's simply a lesson that points you toward a better approach. Like the Stoic philosophers taught, focus on what's within your control, your goals, your vision, your effort. The rest is noise. The choice is yours. Drift aimlessly and let life push you wherever it pleases, or define a vision and impose your will on the world. Without it, you'll remain stuck. With it, you'll begin to move forward, one step at a time. A vision doesn't just make life better, it makes life possible. The Future Authoring Program is proof of what happens when you take the time to design your life. It's a tool, but more importantly, it's a process that can turn chaos into order. Research has shown that spending just 90 minutes writing a clear life plan significantly reduces the chance of dropping out of school, especially for students who are most likely to fail. Why does it work so well? Because many people drift through life without any plan or purpose. They don't know what they want or where they're going, so they don't see the point of overcoming obstacles. A goal gives meaning to effort. Without it, even small challenges can feel overwhelming. When you write down your vision for the future, you create a roadmap for your life. You take abstract ideas, like, "I want to be successful," and turn them into concrete steps. The program begins by asking you to imagine your life 5 years from now, if everything went well. What would you have? Who would you be? How would you spend your days? For most people, this exercise is powerful because they've never allowed themselves to dream in detail. It opens their mind to the possibility that their life could be better, not by accident, but by their own design. Equally important, the program helps you identify the opposite, the pit you might fall into if you refuse to take action. This serves as a wake-up call. If you do nothing, where will you be in 5 years? Stagnation, failure, and regret are not far away if you choose to ignore the opportunity to shape your life. When you develop a clear vision and outline specific goals, you also shift your mindset. You stop seeing yourself as a passive observer and start seeing yourself as the architect of your life. Every step you take toward that vision builds confidence and momentum. You no longer feel aimless. You feel in control. The Future Authoring Program proves a simple truth. Clarity is power. In just 90 minutes, you can give your life direction and purpose. With a clear plan, the obstacles that once stopped you become stepping stones. The vision is yours to create, and the benefits are life-changing. Desire alone isn't enough to achieve anything meaningful. You can want success, health, wealth, or happiness, but without unwavering commitment, those desires are just fleeting wishes. True commitment means you're all in. No half measures, no hesitation. It's easy to claim you want something, but real commitment is demonstrated in action, not words. Commitment demands sacrifice. Every time you say yes to your goals, you're saying no to distractions, laziness, and comfort. If you want to build a great career, you might need to sacrifice late nights out with friends or hours of mindless entertainment. If you want to be fit, you have to sacrifice unhealthy habits. Commitment is the price you pay for progress. The Stoics understood this deeply. You can't have it all. You must choose what matters most and accept the sacrifices that come with it. More importantly, commitment requires humility. To stay committed, you must be willing to admit when you're wrong. Maybe you aimed for the wrong goal, or you're taking the wrong path to get there. Instead of clinging to your mistakes out of pride, a committed person adjusts course when needed. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If you're mistaken, correct it. If you can't, then let it go." True commitment is about reaching the destination, not defending a flawed plan. Commitment also shields you from distractions and self-doubt. When you are truly committed to a goal, obstacles become challenges to solve, not excuses to quit. Half-hearted desires crumble at the first sign of resistance, but full commitment pushes you forward when everything else tells you to stop. So ask yourself, are you merely interested in your goals, or are you committed to them? The difference is everything. Interest fades when things get tough. Commitment endures. To achieve anything worthwhile, you must want it enough to give up what holds you back. You must want it enough to fail, learn, and try again. Commitment is the bridge between wanting and achieving, and you can't cross it halfway. Life is not fair, and it's certainly not easy. It will test you with suffering, disappointment, and obstacles you never saw coming. You will face betrayal, failure, and moments of heartbreak. The Stoics didn't sugarcoat this truth. They confronted suffering head-on. But they also asked a powerful question: what makes the suffering worthwhile? Suffering is guaranteed, but the meaning you attach to it is not. Without a meaningful vision, suffering becomes unbearable. It feels random, cruel, and pointless. But when you have a purpose, suffering transforms into a necessary part of the journey. It's the weight you carry because the destination is worth it. Think about a marathon runner. The pain of running 26 miles is immense. Their muscles scream, their energy fades, and their mind begs them to stop. Yet they keep going because they've attached meaning to the pain. Crossing the finish line justifies the suffering. The same applies to life. If you're working towards something truly meaningful, the hardships become fuel. They refine you, strengthen you, and prove how much you're willing to endure to reach your goals. A meaningful vision gives you perspective. When you know why you're enduring pain, you stop asking, "Why me?" and start asking, "How can I overcome this?" Obstacles no longer feel like personal attacks. They become opportunities to prove your resolve. As Seneca wrote, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." The truth is you cannot escape suffering, but you can choose what you suffer for. Will you endure pain for something trivial, or will you carry it for a vision that makes it worthwhile? Life is hard whether you sit in stagnation or pursue your dreams. The difference is that the suffering of stagnation leads to regret, while the suffering of purpose leads to growth. So ask yourself, what vision is worth your suffering? What goal is so meaningful that it justifies the sacrifices, the struggles, and the setbacks? With a vision like that, suffering doesn't break you, it builds you. It becomes the fire that forges you into the person capable of achieving the life you've always wanted. Life is not meant to be lived aimlessly. To find true fulfillment, you must anchor yourself in areas that give your life meaning and purpose. Without these anchors, you drift into chaos, confusion, and eventually despair. The Stoics understood that a meaningful life is not built overnight, but instead by tending to the most vital areas that define who you are. The first domain of meaning is relationships. Whether it's a romantic partner, family, or friends, healthy relationships give life a sense of connection and belonging. You can achieve great things, but without people to share them with, success feels hollow. Relationships require effort, nurturing trust, communication, and love, but they also provide deep joy and purpose when life becomes challenging. The second domain is career or job. You may not love every aspect of what you do, but meaningful work adds value to your life. Your efforts, when directed towards something productive, prove that you can contribute to the world. Whether you're advancing a career, building a business, or working to provide for your family, work provides a sense of purpose beyond your immediate needs. Then there's education and intellectual growth. A meaningful life demands continuous learning. The moment you stop growing, you stagnate. Whether through books, courses, or life experiences, sharpening your mind allows you to face challenges with wisdom and adaptability. Equally vital is physical and mental health. Without taking care of your body and mind, nothing else matters. Exercise, nutrition, rest, and mindfulness form the foundation for everything else you do. The Stoics believed in moderation. Avoid excess, but take care of what you've been given. Another essential area is managing temptations and vices. Whether it's overindulgence in food, alcohol, technology, or other distractions, unchecked vices erode your discipline and pull you away from your purpose. True freedom comes from self-control, mastering your impulses so they don't master you. Lastly, community and civic responsibility. Serving others provides deep meaning. When you contribute to your community, you become part of something larger than yourself. Helping others aligns with the Stoic belief that we are all interconnected. Your life gains significance when you play a role in improving the lives around you. A life lacking in these domains feels empty, but a life that balances them, relationships, work, health, learning, self-control, and community, is rich in meaning. Ask yourself, which of these areas need your attention? Start building a life that is full, anchored, and resilient. When you're stuck, even the smallest task can feel overwhelming. You look at the mountain of problems in front of you and convince yourself that moving forward is impossible. But the Stoics teach us that no problem is insurmountable when you scale it down to something manageable. The solution? Start with small, conquerable steps. Progress is not about leaping from failure to perfection overnight. It's about breaking challenges into micro-goals, so small that you cannot fail. For example, if you're too overwhelmed to get out of bed, set a goal to sit up. If that's too much, aim to lift your head off the pillow. This may sound insignificant, but it's not. Each small victory builds momentum. The power of small steps lies in their ability to bypass resistance. When you think about tackling a big goal, your mind floods with doubt. It's too hard. I can't do it. But when you scale it down, the resistance fades. Anyone can lift their head off a pillow. Anyone can take one deep breath or write one sentence. These tiny successes accumulate over time, and soon you realize you've covered more ground than you thought possible. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Don't let the future disturb you. You will meet it if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present. Focus only on the step directly in front of you. If you're trying to climb a mountain, you don't obsess over the summit. You focus on taking the next step and then the next. Momentum is the secret weapon of success. Once you start moving, no matter how small the action, it becomes easier to keep going. Action generates energy, and energy creates confidence. Over time, those micro goals transform into habits. Sitting up turns into getting out of bed. Getting out of bed turns into exercising. Exercising turns into rebuilding your life. Don't underestimate the importance of small steps. They may seem insignificant, but they are the foundation of all great achievements. Start where you are. Scale the challenge to something you can manage and conquer it. Once you do, the mountain won't look so impossible anymore. It will simply be a series of steps waiting to be taken. Imagine waking up each day with no direction, no clear purpose, and nothing to look forward to. Life quickly becomes monotonous, draining, and uninspiring. Without a goal to pursue, you lack the drive to take action. Worse still, you miss out on one of the greatest sources of fulfillment, positive emotion that comes from progress. Positive emotion isn't random. It's not something you stumble upon by accident. It's the direct result of moving toward a goal you value. The human brain is wired to reward progress. Whether you're building a business, improving your health, or mastering a new skill, the satisfaction you feel comes not from having already reached the destination, but from seeing yourself move forward. The Stoics understood this deeply. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Thoughts of progress, achievement, and purpose fuel emotions that make life meaningful. Without a vision to aim at, you deprive yourself of that fuel. You fall into stagnation, and stagnation breeds frustration, bitterness, and apathy. A vision also serves as an anchor during life's storms. When difficulties arise, and they will, having a clear goal keeps you grounded. You're not wandering aimlessly. You're on a path. Each step, no matter how small, gives you a reason to keep going. This is why setting goals, no matter how modest at first, is essential. A vision transforms chaos into order and turns struggles into challenges worth overcoming. Even if the world around you seems out of control, you can create meaning by pursuing something that matters to you." The connection between vision and positive emotion is simple. If you're not aiming at something, there's no reason for your brain to reward you. No goal means no progress, and no progress means no sense of achievement. It's a bleak cycle. The solution? Define a vision, a direction worth moving toward, and let each small victory energize you. With every step, you'll not only get closer to your goal, but also find joy in the process. To live fully, you must face the darkest parts of life, the suffering, the uncertainty, and the inevitability of death. These are the abyss the Stoics often spoke of, the deep, terrifying truths we'd rather ignore. Yet, paradoxically, confronting the abyss is the very thing that transforms you. Most people avoid their fears. They pretend the darkness isn't there, hoping it will disappear. But avoidance doesn't protect you. It leaves you vulnerable. As Carl Jung wrote, "What you resist persists. The pain, fear, or trauma you refuse to confront doesn't go away. It festers beneath the surface, waiting to strike when you're least prepared." The Stoics taught that voluntary confrontation of life's difficulties builds resilience. Seneca said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. By avoiding the harsh truths of suffering and mortality, we waste precious time and remain unprepared when the inevitable arrives." Facing the abyss means acknowledging that life is full of suffering, loss, and death. But it also means understanding that within this darkness lies the opportunity for growth. You are stronger than you think. By voluntarily walking toward your fears, you take control. You stop being a victim of life's tragedies and start becoming the hero who overcomes them. This is transformative because it changes your relationship with suffering. When you confront it willingly, you strip it of its power. Fear becomes manageable. Trauma becomes something you can process. Death becomes a reminder to live fully. Picture the abyss as a dark forest you're terrified to enter. At first, it seems impossible to cross. But as you step inside, your eyes adjust. You see pathways you didn't notice before. You discover strengths you didn't know you had. And by the time you reach the other side, you're no longer the same person. You're stronger, wiser, and unshaken. Avoiding the abyss keeps you weak and afraid. Facing it builds resilience and transforms you into someone capable of handling life's heaviest burdens. The Stoics didn't shy away from life's darkness, and neither should you. They knew that within the abyss lies not just suffering, but also the light of transformation, if you're brave enough to face it. One of the greatest mistakes people make is treating themselves poorly. If someone you love were suffering, you'd likely offer them care, compassion, and support. Yet, when it comes to yourself, it's far easier to be critical, dismissive, or neglectful. The Stoics, however, believed in treating oneself with care and wisdom, as though you were someone you had a duty to nurture and guide. Imagine this. You are someone worthy of love and care, despite your flaws, failures, and imperfections. Now, envision yourself 5 years into the future. If you were to treat yourself like someone you love, someone whose growth and happiness mattered, what would that future look like? Start with the basics. What would your relationships look like? Would you be surrounded by people who bring value, support, and joy into your life? What kind of career or work would you be engaged in? Would it challenge and fulfill you? What state would your body and mind be in? Would you be proud of the discipline you've shown in taking care of yourself? Writing a vision for your life 5 years from now is more than a creative exercise. It's a powerful commitment. You take abstract dreams and make them real. Instead of vague ideas about success or happiness, you create a concrete image. This is what I want. This is who I will become. The Stoics taught the importance of self-responsibility. No one is coming to rescue you or build the life you dream of. That task is yours alone. Constructing a vision for a better future isn't wishful thinking. It's the first step toward making it a reality. The clearer the vision, the stronger your resolve to act on it. When you treat yourself as someone you value, you realize that your time, energy, and choices matter. Every decision you make moves you closer to, or further from, that future vision. Writing it down makes the path undeniable. It becomes a promise to yourself. I will not let myself down. So ask yourself, who could you be in 5 years if you gave yourself the care, focus, and effort you deserve? Write it down. Make it clear. Then start moving toward that future, one deliberate step at a time. While it's essential to dream of a better future, it's equally powerful to confront the alternative. What happens if you do nothing? Imagine your life 5 years from now if you refuse to act, grow, or improve. What does that version of you look like? Where are you living? Who are you surrounded by? Or have you pushed everyone away? How do you feel knowing you let time slip through your fingers? This is your personal pit, your own private hell, a place defined by failure, regret, and stagnation. It's what happens when you allow laziness, fear, or apathy to take control. The Stoics believed in voluntarily confronting unpleasant truths because ignoring them leaves you blind to the consequences of inaction. Seneca wrote, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that things are difficult." Avoiding the pit means daring to face it, to look at the darkest possible outcome and use it as fuel. Fear of failure, decline, and wasted potential is not a weakness when you use it wisely. It can become one of your greatest motivators. Picture yourself at your lowest point, a life filled with missed opportunities, failed relationships, and mounting bitterness. Maybe you've lost your health because you refuse to exercise or care for yourself. Maybe your finances are in shambles because you ignored discipline and planning. Maybe you're isolated, stuck in a cycle of self-loathing and regret. That pit isn't far away. It's always there, waiting for you to stop moving forward. Facing this reality is uncomfortable, but it's necessary. By vividly imagining the consequences of your inaction, you awaken a deep desire to escape that fate. You realize that doing nothing isn't neutral. It's a choice, one that leads to decline. Here's the truth. If you don't create a vision for your life, you'll fall into the pit by default. Life doesn't stand still. You're either moving toward a better future or sliding into a worse one. The question is, which direction will you choose? Use the fear of the pit to light a fire under you. Let it remind you that stagnation is a trap, and the cost of doing nothing is far greater than the discomfort of taking action. Look at the pit, understand it, and say to yourself, "I will not end up there." Then, take the first step toward the life you deserve. Character is not something you're born with. It is something you build. Like a craftsman shaping raw material into a masterpiece, you shape your character through your actions, habits, and choices. The Stoics taught that the foundation of a good life is a strong character, one rooted in virtues such as courage, discipline, wisdom, and integrity. Without these, you're at the mercy of external circumstances, tossed around by life's challenges. Practicing virtues intentionally is the key to developing a resilient and admirable character. It's not enough to think about being a good person. You must act on it every single day. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This means that every action, no matter how small, contributes to the person you are becoming. Start by asking yourself, "What virtues do I admire most? Is it courage in the face of fear? Self-discipline when others succumb to temptation? Kindness in moments of anger?" Identify these virtues and deliberately practice them. If you admire honesty, challenge yourself to speak the truth even when it's uncomfortable. If you value discipline, wake up early, stick to your commitments, and push yourself to follow through on your goals. Improving your character is not about perfection. It's about consistency. You will falter, and that's fine. The Stoics understood that building character is a lifelong process, a daily struggle to live up to your highest ideals. What matters is that you keep trying, that you keep aligning your habits with the virtues you admire. The reward for this effort is profound. When you build a strong character, you become someone you can respect, someone capable of facing life's challenges with grace and strength. Your character becomes your foundation, a solid core that anchors you when everything else feels uncertain. In a chaotic world, a virtuous character is your greatest asset. No one builds a great life alone. Along the way, you need inspiration, guidance, and examples to follow. Role models and heroes serve this purpose. They show us what is possible and provide a standard to aspire to. The Stoics understood this deeply. Seneca wrote, "Choose someone whose way of life as well as words, and whose very face, mirroring the character that lies behind it, have won your approval. Set him ever before your eyes as your guardian and example." Role models can be anyone: a teacher who taught you discipline, a mentor who believed in you, or even a fictional character whose courage inspired you. What matters is that they possess traits and virtues you admire. By observing their actions and character, you see what excellence looks like in practice. Think about the people you look up to. What do they have that you want to develop in yourself? Maybe it's the relentless work ethic of someone like Marcus Aurelius, who led with wisdom and integrity during Rome's most turbulent years. Perhaps it's the calm resilience of someone in your own life who endured hardship without bitterness. Or maybe it's the bravery of a fictional hero who chose to do what was right instead of what was easy. Role models provide a blueprint for growth. By emulating their admirable traits, you start to embody them. If you want to be courageous, study the actions of those who have faced their fears and succeeded. If you want to be kind, observe how compassionate people treat others and practice that in your own life. However, role models are not perfect, nor should they be. The goal is not to copy them completely, but to take their best qualities and make them your own. The Stoics taught us to focus on virtues, not individuals, because even heroes have flaws. Learn from their strengths and their mistakes. In a world full of distractions and shallow influences, role models remind you of what truly matters. They give you direction when you're unsure of the path. They prove that greatness is possible, even in the face of adversity. The next time you feel lost, look to those you admire and ask yourself, what would they do in this situation? Role models and heroes are not there to make you feel small. They are there to show you how big you can become. Use their example as a stepping stone to your own growth. Aspire to be the kind of person that others will one day look up to, not because of your success, but because of your character. Life is hard. There's no escaping suffering. It's woven into the very fabric of existence. Illness, failure, betrayal, and loss are inevitable. The Stoics didn't try to deny this reality. They embraced it. They understood that running from hardship only amplifies its power over you. Instead, the solution lies in living fully and facing life head-on. The key to navigating hardship is to engage with life's adventures, relationships, career, family, and personal growth. These are not distractions from suffering. They are the very things that give life meaning in the face of it. Marcus Aurelius wrote, Do not act as if you had 1,000 years to live. Time is short, and the best way to overcome fear and suffering is to live so fully that regret has no room to take hold. Relationships provide the warmth and connection that soften life's harsh edges. A fulfilling career gives you purpose and reminds you that your efforts matter. Personal growth pushes you to see how much you're capable of, while family, whether blood or chosen, offers a foundation of love and support. These are the anchors that keep you steady during life's storms. The fear of death, which often sits at the root of all hardship, loses its power when you choose to live fully. If you give yourself to life's challenges, adventures, and responsibilities, you begin to exhaust life. You leave no potential untapped, no opportunity unexplored. As the philosopher Seneca noted, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste much of it." Hardship cannot be avoided, but it doesn't have to defeat you. You may not control what happens to you, but you control how you respond. Engage with life, take risks, pursue goals, love deeply, grow continuously. The fullness of a life well lived transforms suffering into something you can endure, even something that refines you. Life's burdens are unavoidable. At some point, you'll carry weight, responsibilities, struggles, or pain. The question is, will you pick up that burden voluntarily, or will you be crushed by it when it's forced upon you? The Stoics, like the Christians who followed, believed that voluntarily embracing life's challenges strengthens your character and builds resilience. The symbolism of carrying your cross, rooted in Christian tradition, is a powerful metaphor for life. It means accepting your struggles willingly and bearing them with dignity. By picking up your burden instead of running from it, you transform suffering into something meaningful. The burden you carry becomes not just weight, but the very thing that shapes you into a stronger, more capable person. Why is voluntary sacrifice so transformative? First, it puts you in control. When you choose to take on difficulty, it becomes an act of strength, not weakness. Instead of being a victim of circumstance, you become its master. This shift in perspective is everything. You are no longer dragged through life. You face its challenges head on. Second, sacrifice requires you to let go of what's comfortable and easy. You can't move forward without giving something up: time, energy, old habits, or even short-term pleasure. As Seneca wrote, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more. That is poor." Sacrifice teaches you discipline and reveals what truly matters. When you choose your burden, you also discover your strength. Perhaps you take on a challenging career to provide for your family, or you sacrifice comfort to pursue a dream that demands everything from you. Maybe you let go of toxic relationships to build a life of peace and meaning. In every case, voluntary sacrifice becomes a test of character, and you rise to meet it. The burden is unavoidable, but when you choose to carry it, you take control of your destiny. You step into the role of someone who is capable of overcoming hardship, someone who refuses to be crushed by life's weight. The Stoics believed that this willingness to bear suffering is the foundation of resilience. So ask yourself, what burden can you pick up today? What difficult path can you choose, knowing it will make you stronger? When you take up that cross voluntarily, you don't just carry weight. You build a life of meaning, purpose, and unshakable character. Your character is not set in stone. While some of your traits may be innate, shaped by genetics or upbringing, the person you become is largely determined by the choices you make every single day. Every decision, no matter how small, shapes your character like a sculptor carving a block of marble. The Stoics understood this deeply. As Epictetus wrote, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Character is built through deliberate choices. You can choose courage over fear, discipline over indulgence, honesty over deception. These choices don't just determine your actions, they define who you are. A person who consistently chooses to do what is right, even when it's hard, develops unshakable character. A person who avoids responsibility or takes the easy path weakens themselves over time. But true character is not just about serving yourself. The Stoics emphasized that your choices should contribute to something greater: your family, your community, and society as a whole. Marcus Aurelius, Emperor of Rome, and one of the greatest Stoic thinkers, constantly reminded himself that his duty was to serve others, not to seek personal comfort or recognition. When you align your choices with a higher purpose, your life takes on a new level of meaning. Helping your family thrive, contributing to your community, or working for a cause greater than yourself transforms mundane actions into acts of virtue. You stop living for selfish gain and start living for something enduring, something that matters. In a world full of distractions and temptations, it's easy to lose sight of these higher values. But every day, you have the power to choose. Will you act with integrity, courage, and kindness? Or will you take the easy road of avoidance and self-interest? These choices, repeated consistently, shape not only your character, but your destiny. Your character is your legacy. The decisions you make today determine the person you will be tomorrow. Choose wisely. Live intentionally. And remember, when your choices serve a greater good, you build a life worth respecting. When life falls apart, the natural instinct is to turn inward. You shut out the world, withdraw into yourself, and wallow in the darkness of despair. But the Stoics offer a profound solution to misery: turn outward and serve others. In helping those around you, you rescue yourself from the grip of nihilism and hopelessness. Service to others, whether it's your family, friends, or community, is a lifeline in times of suffering. It shifts your focus from what you lack to what you can give. Instead of being consumed by your problems, you create value in the lives of others. And in doing so, you rediscover your own sense of purpose. Consider this: when you help someone else, even in a small way, you realize that your existence matters. You are no longer a passive victim of your circumstances. You become an active force for good. It could be as simple as offering a listening ear to a friend, helping a family member with their burdens, or volunteering for a cause that inspires you. Each act of service, no matter how small, brings you closer to meaning and away from despair. The Stoics believed that human beings are interconnected. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself repeatedly that we are all part of a greater whole. "What injures the hive injures the bee," he wrote. When you contribute to the well-being of others, you elevate yourself as well. You find strength in connection and a sense of belonging that makes life's hardships easier to bear. In times of despair, turning outward also breaks the cycle of self-pity. It's easy to get stuck focusing on your problems, but this mindset traps you in misery. Helping others shifts your perspective. You see that suffering is universal, and in lifting someone else's burden, you lighten your own. Service to others is not just a noble act. It's a practical solution to personal suffering. It gives your life direction, purpose, and momentum when you feel stuck. Helping someone else reminds you that you are capable of making a difference, no matter how small. So, when life feels unbearable, ask yourself, who can I help today? It may seem counterintuitive, but by focusing on others, you heal yourself. In giving, you receive. In serving, you rise. And in helping others find light, you'll find your own way out of the darkness. The goals you set for yourself don't just change your actions. They change the way you see the world. The Stoics understood that reality isn't just what happens to you. It's how you perceive and interact with what happens. A clear goal doesn't just give you direction. It changes everything you notice, pursue, and achieve. When you set a goal, your mind begins to filter the world through that aim. Suddenly, opportunities that were invisible before start to appear. It's not that they weren't there, it's that you weren't looking for them. The brain is wired to focus on what matters to you. Like a compass orienting you toward your destination, your goal gives structure to your perception of reality. Think of it this way. If you decide to become healthier, you'll start noticing things that align with that aim. Workout plans, nutritious food options, or people who embody fitness. If you decide to start a business, opportunities to network, learn, or innovate will stand out. Your goal shapes the world you interact with. As Seneca wrote, "Our plans miscarry because they have no aim. When a man does not know what harbor he is making for, no wind is the right wind." This is why vague desires like "I want to be successful" or "I want to be happy" rarely produce results. Without a specific aim, your perception remains scattered and you miss the very opportunities that could move you forward. A concrete goal gives you focus. It changes what you prioritize, how you spend your time, and even the way you interpret challenges. Importantly, your goals can evolve as you grow. Sometimes, aiming at the wrong target helps you find the right one. Failure doesn't mean you're lost. It means you're refining your aim. The key is to keep moving, keep setting new targets, and keep adjusting as you learn. Goals transform reality. They turn chaos into order, confusion into clarity, and stagnation into momentum. Decide what you want to aim at and watch how your world begins to shift. What you look for, you find. And what you aim at determines not only what you achieve, but also the person you become along the way. Life can be unbearably heavy at times. Challenges mount, suffering feels endless, and it's easy to be crushed under the weight of it all. But the Stoics offer a surprising remedy: humor. While Stoicism is often associated with seriousness and discipline, it also recognizes the power of laughter to endure hardship and restore balance. Humor isn't about dismissing suffering or pretending it doesn't exist. It's about refusing to let suffering defeat you. When you can laugh, even in life's darkest moments, you regain a sense of control. You remind yourself that you're stronger than your circumstances. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. Humor is a tool that strengthens the mind. Think about the people who have faced extraordinary adversity with grace. Soldiers, emergency workers, and survivors of hardship often use humor as a shield. It's not because their situation is trivial. It's because laughter allows them to endure the pain without breaking. Humor lightens the load, even when the burden remains. The great comedian Charlie Chaplin once said, "To truly laugh, you must be able to take your pain and play with it." The ability to find levity in suffering turns tragedy into something you can handle. It's a shift in perspective. Instead of being overwhelmed, you step back and see the absurdity of life's chaos. You remind yourself not to take everything too seriously. Stoicism teaches balance. Just as discipline and courage are necessary for growth, so is the ability to laugh at yourself and the world. It's a reminder that while life may be serious, you don't always have to be. Humor keeps you from becoming bitter, cynical, or paralyzed by despair. It preserves your humanity when everything else feels like it's falling apart. So when life throws its worst at you, maintain your sense of humor. Laugh at the absurdity of setbacks. Smirk at the unpredictability of life's challenges. As Epictetus said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Choose to react with strength, grace, and a touch of humor. Humor won't erase life's difficulties, but it will give you the lightness to carry on. It's a reminder that you can endure, not just with grit and discipline, but with a smile on your face. When the darkness feels overwhelming, humor is the crack of light that lets you keep moving forward. Happiness is often misunderstood. Many chase it as if it's a final destination, a prize they'll claim once life becomes perfect. But the truth is, happiness isn't found in idleness or fleeting pleasures. It comes from movement toward something meaningful. The Stoics understood this well. Happiness arises when you aim for high and worthwhile goals and commit yourself to their pursuit. Think of happiness as the byproduct of progress, not the result of perfection. It's not about achieving a single moment of victory, but about feeling the momentum of moving forward, step by step, towards something that matters. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, reminded himself, "The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts." And what thoughts bring the most satisfaction? Thoughts tied to meaningful goals, goals that stretch your limits and bring purpose to your actions. The higher and broader the goal, the deeper the sense of fulfillment it brings. Small, shallow goals may deliver short bursts of pleasure, but they fade quickly. Larger goals, those that demand effort, discipline, and sacrifice, forge a sense of pride and happiness that endures. Whether it's building a thriving career, contributing to your community, or creating a strong, loving family, pursuing high goals lifts you above temporary struggles. In aiming high, you also discover the best version of yourself. A meaningful goal forces you to grow, to rise above your limitations and weaknesses. You learn to embrace challenges rather than avoid them, to find joy in the process rather than fixating solely on the outcome. This pursuit is where true happiness lies, not in the final achievement, but in the journey of becoming capable of achieving it. Ask yourself, what is the highest goal I can aim for? Don't settle for mediocrity or comfort. Life is too short to aim small. Choose a goal that inspires you, one that will demand everything you have and reward you with more than you ever imagined. The Stoics remind us that happiness comes not from pleasure, but from purpose. The higher the purpose, the richer the reward. Life is not fair, and it never promises to be. At some point, you'll feel wronged, betrayed, or mistreated. You may suffer setbacks that feel unjust, or endure hardships that weren't your fault. Feeling victimized in these moments is natural, understandable even. But holding on to that resentment and bitterness is a choice, and it's a choice that will poison your life. The Stoics taught that while you may not control what happens to you, you control how you respond. When resentment takes root, it clouds your judgment, steals your peace, and holds you back from growth. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to suffer. By choosing to let go of bitterness, you reclaim your power and open yourself to growth, wisdom, and resilience. Look to those who have faced immense adversity with grace and courage. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison, but chose forgiveness over resentment. He understood that bitterness would only imprison him further. Viktor Frankl, who survived the horrors of a Nazi concentration camp, said, "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves." These individuals faced unimaginable hardship, but refused to let bitterness define them. Instead of asking, "Why me?" ask, "What can I learn from this?" Every adversity contains a lesson, a chance to grow stronger and wiser. When you shift your focus from blame to growth, you transform suffering into an opportunity for self-improvement. You stop seeing yourself as a victim and start seeing yourself as someone capable of overcoming anything. Overcoming resentment also means accepting that life is imperfect. People will disappoint you. Circumstances will not always be fair. But holding on to that bitterness doesn't change the past. It only robs you of the present and the future. Forgiveness, not for others but for yourself, is the key to freedom. The Stoics remind us that hardship is inevitable, but suffering is optional. You can choose to rise above resentment. You can choose to grow. The weight of bitterness is heavy. Let it go. Learn from adversity, find strength in your struggles, and become someone who can face life's unfairness with grace, courage, and unshakable resilience. By choosing growth over bitterness, you don't just overcome adversity, you become the kind of person who inspires others to do the same. And that, the Stoics would argue, is one of the highest goals worth aiming for. Hedonism, the relentless pursuit of pleasure and avoidance of pain, promises happiness but delivers emptiness. It's a seductive trap. A life of indulgence seems appealing at first. The easy comforts, the fleeting highs, and the instant gratification. But over time, hedonism reveals its true face, a life devoid of purpose, direction, and meaning. The Stoics warned against this trap. They understood that living solely for pleasure is unsustainable and ultimately self-destructive. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The happiness of those who want to be popular depends on others. The happiness of those who seek pleasure fluctuates with moods outside their control. But the happiness of the wise grows out of their own actions." A life driven by impulse and gratification may feel good in the short term, but it leads to long-term suffering, weakened discipline, regret, and a lack of fulfillment. Hedonism is rooted in the present moment without thought for the future. But life is not just about today. It's about your future self, your loved ones, and the world you leave behind. The Stoics teach us to serve the community stretched across time. This includes the you of tomorrow, a year from now, and even decades into the future. Your actions today are investments in your future self. A life of constant indulgence drains those resources, leaving your future self in ruins. Instead of living for pleasure alone, aim to live with intention. Find joy not in indulgence, but in growth, contribution, and self-mastery. True happiness comes from aligning your actions with your values and striving towards something meaningful. You can enjoy life's pleasures. The Stoics were not ascetics, but only in moderation, and only when they do not distract you from your higher purpose. Ask yourself, what kind of life will I look back on with pride? Is it a life filled with short-lived highs, or one built on meaningful work, lasting relationships, and a contribution to something greater? Pleasure fades quickly, but purpose endures. Choose to focus on actions that serve your future self, your loved ones, and your community. That is where fulfillment lies, not in fleeting pleasure, but in a life of value and meaning. Life becomes meaningful when you act in service to something greater than yourself. While modern culture often promotes self-interest, the Stoics understood that true fulfillment arises not from selfish gain, but from contributing to others, your family, your community, and society as a whole. Responsibility is not a burden. It's the foundation of a purposeful life. Acting for a purpose greater than yourself builds character. It pulls you out of the narrow confines of self-pity, apathy, and isolation. When you embrace responsibility, you develop resilience, discipline, and strength. You become someone others can rely on, someone who makes the world a little better by your presence. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "What we do now echoes in eternity." Your actions matter, not just for yourself, but for the people who depend on you, today and in the future. Responsibility also provides meaning during life's most difficult moments. When everything feels chaotic, focusing on others gives you a reason to keep going. Maybe you're providing for your family, helping a friend, or contributing to a cause you believe in. These acts of service remind you that your life has value and purpose, even when you feel small or overwhelmed. Think of the moments when humanity shines brightest, in times of disaster, war, or personal tragedy. It's the people who step up, who shoulder responsibility, who lift others, that inspire hope and strength. They don't do it for recognition or rewards. They do it because it's the right thing to do. They understand that life isn't just about them. It's about the collective good. This doesn't mean you should neglect yourself. The Stoics believed in balance. You must care for your mind, body, and spirit so you have the strength to care for others. But the ultimate goal is to live a life of service. A life where your actions reflect a higher purpose. Ask yourself, who can I serve? What can I contribute to my family, my community, or the world? When you take on responsibility, you don't just help others, you elevate yourself. You become stronger, wiser, and more capable of enduring life's difficulties. Service to something greater than yourself transforms suffering into meaning and small actions into lasting impact. The Stoics remind us that fulfillment comes not from avoiding challenges, but from embracing responsibility. In serving others, you discover the purpose that gives your life depth. It's a paradox of life. When you focus less on yourself, you gain far more in return. Respect, meaning, and a legacy that will echo long after you're gone. Fear is a universal experience. It limits your growth, stops you from taking action, and keeps you trapped in mediocrity. But fear is not something to be avoided. It's something to be faced, step by step. The Stoics believed that courage, the ability to confront fear willingly, is one of the most essential virtues for a meaningful and resilient life. The key to building courage lies in voluntary exposure to fear. You don't overcome fear by ignoring it or waiting for it to disappear. You overcome it by facing it incrementally and deliberately. The process is simple but powerful. Start small, push yourself slightly beyond your comfort zone, and increase the challenge over time. As Seneca said, we are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more from imagination than from reality. By facing your fears directly, you strip them of their power. Think of someone afraid of public speaking. They don't begin by giving a speech to a crowd of thousands. They start small, speaking to a group of close friends, then a small meeting, and eventually larger audiences. With each step, their fear diminishes and their confidence grows. This principle applies to every area of life. If you're afraid of failure, take on small challenges where failure is possible but manageable. If you fear rejection, practice having conversations with strangers. Incremental exposure strengthens your emotional resilience. The act of facing fear voluntarily changes who you are. It proves to yourself that you're stronger than your anxiety. It builds a habit of courage, the willingness to act despite discomfort. This courage spreads into other areas of life, transforming not just what you can do, but who you become. Avoiding fear, on the other hand, makes it grow. The more you retreat from it, the more power it holds over you. Voluntarily exposing yourself to fear is uncomfortable, but it's also liberating. It teaches you that fear is not a wall, but a door. On the other side lies growth, strength, and freedom. Ask yourself, what small fear can I face today? Start there. Face it willingly. Once you do, you'll realize that courage isn't about being fearless. It's about taking action in spite of fear. And each time you choose courage, you strengthen the unshakable character that defines a resilient life. When you're stuck, overwhelmed, or facing a mountain of challenges, it's easy to feel paralyzed. You look at the end goal, the successful career, the healthy body, the meaningful life, and it seems impossible. But progress isn't made in giant leaps. It's made through small, consistent steps. The power of incremental progress is transformative. It builds momentum, creates confidence, and leads to exponential growth over time. The Stoics understood the value of focusing on what's immediately within your control. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Do not let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present." In other words, break down your problems into tasks you can manage right now. Start small, no matter how insignificant it may feel. Small successes create momentum. If you can't exercise for an hour, start with 10 minutes. If you can't write a book, start with one paragraph. If you're too overwhelmed to clean your entire house, clean one corner of a room. These tiny victories may seem trivial, but they snowball. You build confidence with each success, and that confidence fuels more action. Before you know it, you're making progress where you once saw nothing but obstacles. Incremental progress also overcomes resistance. The hardest part of any task is starting. By breaking challenges into smaller, achievable pieces, you remove the excuses and hesitation that keep you stuck. You don't need to see the entire path to move forward. You just need to take the next step. The beauty of small steps is that they compound over time. Like drops of water filling a bucket, small efforts eventually lead to significant results. This principle applies to every area of life. Building a business, improving your health, mastering a skill, each begins with one action repeated consistently. The key is to focus on what you can do today. Don't underestimate the power of small, consistent effort. Over time, the tiniest steps add up to exponential growth. As the Stoics remind us, the journey is long, but every step matters. So ask yourself, what's one small thing I can do today to move forward? Take that step, then another. Let the power of incremental progress carry you forward. Each small success builds momentum, and momentum transforms everything. Where once you saw only an immovable mountain, you'll soon find yourself climbing steadily toward the summit. Self-improvement begins with action. When life feels overwhelming, chaotic, or out of control, it's easy to stay paralyzed, unsure of where to begin. But as the Stoics teach, the antidote to despair is movement. Taking even the smallest steps toward reclaiming control over your life builds confidence and momentum. The foundation of self-improvement lies in mastering basic skills, the skills that often seem too simple or obvious to matter. For someone struggling socially, learning how to shake hands firmly, introduce themselves confidently, and engage in small talk can be life-changing. For someone seeking a job, the basics of preparing a solid resume, practicing interviews, or arriving on time are the first critical steps. These seemingly minor skills are what allow you to take control and rebuild your life. The Stoics remind us that progress doesn't happen by waiting for the perfect conditions. As Epictetus put it, "How long are you going to wait before you demand the best for yourself? If you don't take action now, no matter how small, your situation will not improve. Waiting for motivation or a sense of readiness is a trap. The only way to become ready is to start acting." Taking action also eliminates the feeling of powerlessness. When you're stuck, the first step doesn't need to be monumental. It simply needs to be something. Maybe it's waking up earlier, dressing well for a meeting, or showing up consistently. Every small step adds up. These foundational skills, often neglected or overlooked, become the building blocks of a better life. Ask yourself, what area of my life needs improvement? What's the first step I can take today? The Stoics valued effort and progress over perfection. They understood that waiting for external circumstances to change is futile. But improving yourself gives you control, clarity, and purpose. Take action now. Learn the basics. Practice them consistently, and take pride in small victories. These simple steps are what ultimately move you forward, reclaiming control over your life and transforming potential into reality. Time is short. This simple yet sobering truth is often forgotten as people live as though they have an endless supply of days. The Stoics kept mortality at the forefront of their minds to motivate themselves to take meaningful action. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." Awareness of mortality, the fact that you don't know how much time you have left, shouldn't fill you with dread. It should fill you with urgency. Each moment you waste is one you'll never get back. Knowing this gives your actions weight and your choices meaning. Procrastination, distractions, and complacency suddenly seem absurd when you realize how little time you have to make your life count. Living with urgency doesn't mean rushing through life. It means being intentional with how you spend your time. Are you investing your hours into work that matters, relationships that fulfill you, and growth that strengthens you? Or are you drifting aimlessly, squandering time on meaningless distractions? Consider this. If you only had 1 year left to live, how would you spend it? What relationships would you repair? What dreams would you pursue? What fears would you finally face? Mortality is a harsh teacher, but it's also a liberating one. It reminds you that there's no time for resentment, laziness, or living someone else's life. There's only time to act on what truly matters. The Stoics believed that the awareness of death brings clarity. It sharpens your focus and aligns your actions with your values. Seneca said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste much of it." Most people don't realize how precious time is until it's running out. Don't make that mistake. Live as though time is your most valuable resource. Because it is. Stop waiting for the right moment. The right moment is now. Take action on your goals, pursue meaningful relationships, and give your best to the world every single day. Let the awareness of your mortality be a source of urgency, not despair. Ask yourself, if today were my last, would I be proud of how I spent it? Live so that the answer to that question is always yes. Life is short, but it can be rich and meaningful if you choose to act now. Time's short.